Good evening, everybody. This is SoCal TrafficCast, and this is Tim and special guest
Carrie.
Hey, Carrie's here. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yay.
It is July 25th?
24th.
24th, 2008, around 9:30 p.m. Eastern time.
10:48.
Oh, I guess mine changed with the time zone.
10:48.
10:48 Eastern time. So, if you're on the West Coast, well, it doesn't matter what time it is here because you're not listening to it live anyway. But we're live. Live.
You are such a friggin' dork. I swear to God.
Hey, you can't make fun of the host. No making fun of the host.
You're the one who's making me do this, so.
So where are we? We're about 40 miles outside of Cincinnati, Ohio, in middle of nowhere country.
Yeah, that would be about right.
And we got deer crossing signs. That would just put a freaking rosy cap on this car experience, hitting a deer. That would just about do it.
It couldn't hurt the car.
For those of you who may not have heard the previous episode where I did explain what we were doing, Carrie and I flew to Buffalo, New York, where we were attempting to secure the purchase of a quality motorized vehicle and take a road trip from Buffalo, New York, through Memphis, Tennessee, to Arkansas, and then back home to California. And we are in the middle. The middle of the plan.
The middle?
Well, okay, maybe the beginning.
I think Memphis will be more the middle.
What do you think? We're about like 50 hours into it, right?
Yeah, somewhere around 50 hours into it.
We tried to take the red eye where we flew out and slept all night and then just woke up where we were at.
Yeah, because that worked so well.
Hey, well, you know, I slept. I got 3 hours.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, it turned out I think that 3 hours was all I needed because I felt pretty good all day the next day.
I didn't sleep at all. And well, I was okay.
You did good, too.
Yeah.
So we landed in Buffalo, New York, and we had scheduled an appointment to meet a guy, and I'm going to say his name because I'm mad at him, Syed Kindaha. Kindi. Something like that, to pick up a 1999 Toyota Tercel EX for a reasonable price.
So you're not going to say how much you bought it for just because it turned out to be a piece of crap?
Well, I ended up buying it for $3,300.
Okay.
Yes, this experiment is going to be about, you know, Syed's an asshole and I fucked up.
Pretty much.
But mostly Syed's an asshole.
Yes.
We're going to go with that. Because it is wrong to intentionally and knowingly lie to people when they have told you that they are relying on you to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't like some little thing. This is a big freaking thing. So, I had already told Syed what our plans were, and I asked him, I said, just tell me honestly, is it a reliable, good car that is running good? And he's like, yeah, it gets 40 miles a gallon plus. I've been driving it back and forth from my job takes me to on long trips where I have to drive for a long period of time.
Okay, wait, though. But the car being a piece of crap hasn't happened yet. We still have to get to the part where...
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
I'm setting it up.
Okay. But that's in a different section because we haven't found out the car's a piece of crap yet.
Well, we're prefacing the story.
Okay. But it would be better the other way.
Ah, well, we'll do that in edit then, I guess.
Okay, whatever.
And this is what I told him on the phone before even flew out. And he said, yeah, the car's in great shape, good thing. And then the main thing you're looking for a car out there is, does it have a lot of rust? Because rust in that area.
Yes, rust is a big thing in that area.
It's a big deal. Most cars pre-2000 are driving around with their ass ends falling off.
Yeah.
And that was the main thing, is there was really very little or no rust on the car, and the car was running good and everything was fine. So anyway, we get to Buffalo and we rent a car, and we're at the car dealership or the car place renting a car. How much did they want to charge us for the car? Like $5 billion?
Shut up. No. It ended up being like $125 for a 24-hour period.
Right. $125. I was like, when I was thinking the whole process of renting a car to go get the other car, I'm like $50.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen. Aren't you glad we did it, though, instead of taking a cab?
Oh, we definitely needed to do that. Okay. I mean, so we get the car, and I had elected not to bring that much cash with me. Because when I checked online and on my GPS, there were Wells Fargo's in the area. I said, there's Wells Fargo's in the area, so I'll just show up, go into the bank, get money, and then go to there so I don't have to travel 3,000 miles with $3,500 in cash in my pocket. And it turns out we got there, and first of all, I got to tell you, we were techno-loaded. I was thinking about this, sitting in the airport, taking all of our technology out of our bags to go through security. We had 2 cell phones, 2 laptops, a camera, 2 iPods, a GPS unit, and the air card for
the Sprint air card.
And all the wires and everything. I spent 2 hours the night before packing the bags, making sure we had all the freaking wires.
That's just kind of pathetic, I swear to God. But it's just really, that's just so sad. We're on a friggin' road trip, yet we have that much technology with us.
I mean,
we suck.
I mean, talk about freaking contact with the world. We can't give up email. We have to have our GPS position every second. You know, we're just...
Okay. I do have to qualify this by saying, I go to school online. So I am in the middle of finals right now. So I needed my computer and access to the internet. So that is why I have my computer. Now, let's explain why you decided you needed yours.
What do I need to explain? We're doing a show. What the hell?
Whatever.
We got fans. We got to take care of our fans.
Yeah. Hi, Peter.
I don't even think he's been listening lately. So, we're hauling around the electronic equipment now. We go into Buffalo, and of course, I'm relying on the GPS. And so I start up the GPS, and it's got a low battery, so I plug it in, and the freaking thing freaks out and thinks it's trying to connect to a computer, won't let me turn that off, it's dead, there's no battery, no nothing. Now I can't even find the Wells Fargo Bank I was originally doing. Thank God for the Sprint card. That Sprint card saved us.
Yeah, the Sprint card's good. We like the Sprint card.
Matter of fact, man, I don't want to pay a $50 a month subscription fee, but that motherfucker's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just the way it's awesome.
Yeah.
It has GPS on it. I haven't figured out how to get the GPS to blend with the maps, which it says it does, but we're on the trip, so I haven't been able to read about it. But just being able to look up anything, anywhere, anytime on the internet, having the whole power of the internet right there in front of you.
While you're driving. Yeah.
I mean, we've changed our plans and set up things, but we were able to, with that, to, you know, find a B of A, which is the next thing after calling Wells Fargo and finding out there really isn't a Wells Fargo in the area, that it's Wells Fargo Financial, and they can't give me any of my money. Finding a B of A.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in there getting the money, the weirdest thing, the I'm not in California thing happens, right? The security truck pulls up, and first of all, the security guy looks like he's from UPS. He's got shorts on and a collar shirt, and he's wearing a gun, but, you know, he got a hat on. He looks like a UPS guy with a gun.
Yeah, well, at least the car was armored.
Yeah, and so he comes walking in the door, and I have to take a double take because now in California, I guess I have to explain this for anybody that's not from our area. In California, they...
Do you really think there's people who listen to this who aren't from the area and don't know you personally?
Well, yeah. One of our listeners is from Alaska.
Oh, okay. Hi, Alaska.
We, you know, in California, when they bring money to the bank, they think they're going to get robbed, and they act like it. They have two guys. I think they have a total of three guys.
One guy stays in the car.
One guy stands at the ready, and the other guy gets the box or whatever that's going in. And that box or those bags are covered and sealed, so you can't really even see what's inside of them. You know it's valuable, but you don't know it's cash. You don't know it's change. You don't know what it is exactly. On the other hand, Buffalo, New York. One guy, no other guy. A little red dolly, and the cash wrapped up in cellophane in bricks on the dolly, carried in there. That's it. It's just like, here's the money. Why don't you come over here and take it? My hands are full. I can't get to my gun quickly. There's nobody else watching. Just come on in. It was crazy.
You know, I just think that in Buffalo, they think that God is so close to them because they have so many friggin' churches in that town.
Oh, man.
That they don't need the extra protection.
There's a lot of churches.
A lot of big churches.
Yeah, like the
like cathedral type churches.
And the brick churches, like one yeah. 5 billion pound brick at a time built.
I have not seen that many big churches, I think, anywhere ever.
They're all over the place.
I mean, every friggin' corner had our every block had this like huge church. And the funny thing is, there's all these like huge churches. But half of the houses where we were driving around were boarded up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, who's going to these friggin' churches?
Yeah. If you have a chance to avoid going to Buffalo, New York, I highly suggest avoiding it. It is very depressed and...
At least the places we went in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I have to preface that. I mean, there has to be a nice area, I'm guessing.
There's always a nice area.
There has to be a few good areas. But... The area that we were in, not so great.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the area in Amherst and there by the college, that looked a lot nicer.
Yeah.
And we just kind of drove through that on the way to Niagara Falls. Matter of fact, if you just get from the airport and go to Niagara Falls, you'll never notice that Buffalo's...
Crappy
pus hole of nothing. You know? But I feel, you know, that whole area there, it's been bad for years.
Oh, yeah. Okay, anyway, so we got the money, and we're on our way to go to Saeed's.
Right, it's raining.
Oh, and by the way, still haven't slept, haven't washed our hair, showered, washed our faces, brushed our teeth. We are chewing gum, haven't done any of that. Okay,
that's right.
Go.
And so we get up to Saeed's, I go and I check out the car, I test drive the car feels good. Runs, feels like it's great. Just feels fine. I don't want to go very far because we're in a really, what appears to me, bad neighborhood. Mostly Muslim, but very poor economically.
You very, very poor.
Right. And if you weren't Muslim, you were black. I mean, that's pretty much, that was the neighborhood.
Yeah. Although I did feel safe because it was Muslim and I didn't feel like any of the men were going to attack me.
Right. You know, And so I didn't want to be gone very long, so just kind of took the car around the corner. It accelerated fine. It ran fine, but it did have a check engine light. Now, that's normally
red
just...
Red light.
Huh? Yeah.
That should have been a big red light.
That's normally no deal, dude. There's a check engine light. I mean, if you didn't even clear it for the 50 miles that it would stay clear till it came back on again, then, hey, Lebanon. We're driving through Lebanon. This is where... What's-his-face was from on MASH, right?
No.
Wasn't he from Lebanon,
No, Toledo,
Ohio?
Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, I thought it was actually from Lebanon. I thought that was funny.
You're such a dork.
So, You know, but I have bought other cars and been through the O2 sensor. He said it was the O2 sensor. That's what the code came back, and it's not a big deal to replace it. I've been through it before, and the car was running really well. So I said, well, you know, it usually is the O2 sensor if the car's running really well. I didn't notice anything wrong with it. Tracked straight, everything. And so we come back and I go, okay, let's go ahead and do it. And he goes, oh, well, actually my dad is the title holder, and he won't be back from Ohio until tomorrow night, which is too late. And I told him, I said, I told you I needed to buy the car and drive it away today. He said, yeah, well, you know, I didn't know. And anyway, the car wasn't ready. So I said, well, no deal. I mean, I got to go and try and find another car. And in and out of trying to sightsee for the day and go to Niagara Falls, we ended up looking for other cars.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So basically, we went from there. We saw one other car, and then it was like, screw it.
Yep. It was backup like, plan. Called Hertz.
Well, no, screw it. I needed a shower.
Oh, yeah. We got to get back to the hotel.
We got to get to the hotel, not get back to the hotel. We got to go check into the hotel.
That's right. So we head up to Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Check into Niagara Grand.
Grand Niagara Hotel.
Grand Niagara Hotel.
Like,
by the way, you know, once Niagara is not that much nicer of an area than, like,
Buffalo.
Especially on the U.S. side.
The Canada side we decided was nice.
Man, we went over to Canada, and it's like, first of all, it's packed. I mean, there's people everywhere. No parking. We paid, what did we pay, $15?
We ended up paying $15.
$15 so that we could eat, look at the falls, and then leave again. plus $3. Was it $3 each way or just $3 one way? Just $3 one way. To go over.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was one expensive picture.
Yeah. Plus lunch, which, by the way, the lunch we had in Canada was the only time we ate anything. I mean, not even snacks.
Yeah.
Was the only time we ate anything yesterday.
Well, it wasn't because we were walking around starving all day. It just,
no.
Neither of us really felt like eating. We were in some sort of weird kind of haze from not sleeping, I think.
Yeah. We need to do that more often.
It was cool. I think if we just stay up all the time, we'll be skinny. That's how those speed freaks do it. They just stay up all the time.
Yeah.
That's why they're skinny. So we had another guy offer to come and bring us a car to show us a car for sale.
The Subaru.
And that car also looked like it ran really well, but it had rust issues. Really bad rust issues, like cutting off body panels to replace some rust issues. And you just, you know, California people are just so not used to that. They see anything like that, they're just going to freak out. I'll never get rid of that car.
Yeah.
I'm more likely to get rid of a car that's busted than I am a car that has rust on it.
Yeah.
So I said, I can't do that. And then, so we went home and set up backup plan, or went to the room, set up backup plan, which was rent a car from Hertz.
Oh,
pay out the nose.
Yeah. By the way, Saeed just kept calling Tim all day. He called you probably about 4 times during the day.
Right.
To try to talk you into buying the damn car.
Well, no, I mean, he called me, he asked me if I'd do a deposit, and I said, no, I ain't doing a deposit either, you know, because he said he might be able to get it for the morning or whatever, and that, you know. I said, no. So he went out there and, anyway, got his dad's signature and came back in. Anyway, so he called me later that night and said, hey, I'm on my way back. I have the signature. It's all good. I'm driving the car. I'll be back. It'll have a little bit more miles on it because I had to drive to Ohio and come back. And, you know, I just said, yeah, that was the original plan.
Oh, by the way, Tim called Hertz and put a car on hold, which you never called
I
and said if
to
we weren't going
to
do it.
They said it'd cancel automatically.
Okay.
So
he put a car for Hertz on hold since we our idea, since we couldn't get a car, was going to be to rent a car in Buffalo and drive down to Arkansas.
Right.
So.
So, he called me and said, okay, we decided that was the original plan. Let's just go ahead and take it and let's do it. The car's a good car because he's been driving all over the place. So I go to pick it up in the morning and, you know, start the car, and it's almost, now it's out of gas. I was like, oh, it's no gas. It sucks. But, you know, paid him. All the paperwork was good. So just said, let's go. We go fill it up with gas, and we get on the freeway. I kid you not, I look back and I just see puffs of smoke coming out of the back of the car. Just smoking. And because Carrie was driving with the GPS.
Shut up.
And that was going so well.
Oh, shut up. No, we're not getting into that one.
We had to trade positions and she gave me the GPS. She gets out. I'm already, my gut's all messed up. I'm like, oh, dang it. This car's a piece of crap. It's smoking. Something bad is going to happen. And so I pull up in front and go.
Okay, but wait a second.
She calls me.
Wait. Okay, I have to say, yes, I wasn't getting the GPS thing right. I don't like driving in areas I am not used to, for one thing. And then you had the goddamn thing wrong. The GPS.
I told you it wasn't your fault.
Okay.
The GPS
but
was set up.
But I want other people to know that the GPS was set up wrong, so it wasn't my friggin' fault.
You never used it before. And it was set up in a hard position from dead north. So the screen was always in north. And then the arrows moved. And that's always a hard position to drive with a GPS. It doesn't work out well. The only time that works is if you're you're way high and you just want to see the whole map. But anyway, you call me up. I'm like, oh, the car is a piece of crap. You call me up and go, you know the car is smoking.
God, I'm such a bitch sometimes. I didn't say it bitchy.
Well, it didn't matter. You could have said it any way you wanted to at that point. I was already feeling it. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then you didn't even say goodbye. You just hung up.
I thought you said goodbye.
It's polite for both people to say goodbye, you know?
Are we in Cincinnati?
We are in Cincinnati!
Okay.
I think.
Maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea. So, actually, I'll turn this on. We'll find out. So, we go and we take, you know, there's no choice now. I bought the car. I did call Saeed and because he's Muslim, and I told him how bad I felt about the first time I had dealings with a Muslim and how he's
you
just
did not bring that into it, did
I did.
You? Oh, my God.
I said, you know what, I trusted you because I know a little bit about your religion and I expected you to be honest. And I'm just so disappointed, absolutely 100% so disappointed that this is the way it is. I even told him, I said, I'm not even one of them Christian haters, man. I'm like the neutral atheist over here just going, yeah, you're all wrong. It's all good. Hey, I had to do something. It's not like he was going to answer the phone and say.
Yes, but you could have just called him an asshole instead of bringing his friggin' religion into it.
I wanted him to hurt.
Whatever.
And I ain't done making him hurt yet. So.
Okay, so anyway. We take back the rental car
Start driving.
To Cleveland.
Right. So I decided while it's smoking, I wonder how much oil it's burning, and we get about, I don't know, 70 miles.
No, Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah, we probably went about 100
over
miles.
100,
over
yeah.
100 miles. And I said, well, you know, we better go ahead and just kind of make sure, check the oil and stuff. I pull out the dipstick. There's nothing on it. It's dry as a bone. Nothing there. I go inside. I get some Lucas. I squeeze a big bottle of Lucas oil in there and almost two quarts of oil to get the oil up. I mean, that's a lot. This is a small motor. And to have that much oil gone is insane. But I didn't know how long it took. Was that his whole drive last night that it's gone that far, plus what I did, you know? I have no idea. And so this car is driving good. The air conditioning's running.
Oh, the air conditioning works great.
Air conditioning works great. But it's only getting 20 miles a gallon. And it's burning through two quarts.
21. It's
21 miles per gallon, and it's burning through two to two and a half quarts of oil per tank.
Yes, but luckily we are paying 50 cents less than we thought we were going to be paying a gallon of gas.
Yeah, that 50 cents less per gallon of gas is not making up for how much oil we lost.
Okay, it's helping.
But on the good sides, what did we see today?
We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hells yes! Like we're big music buffs. We're not.
You
but
can't even say what it is because you don't know.
I don't know. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay, except for I do have to say, you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's friggin' ridiculous. You have to check your friggin' camera.
Oh, yeah.
That was the weirdest thing. We were looking forward to taking pictures at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because, you know, I don't know, take pictures.
Yeah.
But
it's
anyway,
the only way I remember anything.
Yeah. You have to check your camera. That was so weird.
Yeah, so but we got to see in the neat Pink Floyd exhibit and go up and see the Doors thing, and of course they had Beatles and Elvis stuff. And that what it makes me realize the most is lead singers of bands for the most part are very small people. Because their clothes are there. I'm like, is that like a child mannequin they put that on? They're little.
Yeah.
Wee little people. They don't look that small on TV.
Well, just think how big you would look on TV.
Man. Makes me think to myself, what was that big guy that was on Roseanne?
John Goodman.
I'm John Goodman big when I'm on TV. That's what it is. I'm John Goodman big. Whoa. So. Anyway. So that is that our trip so far? What else
did
we do?
That's pretty much it. I mean, we left there at, I don't know, what, 6, basically? Yeah.
We saw Niagara Falls.
No, that was yesterday.
That was, yeah. But, I mean, we saw
okay.
it.
So we saw Niagara Falls, we went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we've pretty much been driving ever since then.
Yes.
We did drive through, go through some backwoods areas, which were really kind of cool, seeing the farm area.
I still can't believe we were in Buffalo, New York, and did not have wings. We didn't have buffalo
wings. We did not eat buffalo wings.
And you don't even have to call it, you don't call them buffalo wings when you're in Buffalo, they're just wings. I'd like some wings. I can't believe it. It just blows me away.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought about it if it wasn't for me.
If you move the microwave, I can't hear you. I didn't hear you.
I said you wouldn't have thought about it if it wasn't for me.
Yes, I know. You brought it up after we left.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we didn't have?
That's really good at doing that.
Well, you know, I think that we both determined that the whole town kind of turned us off the idea of eating at all. It just was, you know, it was just unsettling.
I do have to say this is, like, pretty much a first for Tim, going to a community that is outside of California and not saying he wanted to live there.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way in hell he would ever want to live in Buffalo or Niagara.
I bet you houses in Buffalo are $30,000. I still don't want to live there.
Yeah. I don't care if they were free.
Yeah, God, it's terrible.
It was just depressing.
So anyway, that's our trip up to date. Let's not spend any more time on this. We ain't got nothing more to talk about.
No kidding. Okay.
All right, everybody. If you check us out online at www.socaltrafficcast.com. If you're still getting the RSS feed from the old site, please go to the website and get the new one because it will be gone soon. Good night, everybody.